holding my best of Tiluk, Sefei through Sefei Beis. The word Tiluk means to skip. The two words over here mean skipping, Tiluk and Siruk. Tiluk means to add in the increments, go up by numbers, plus 1, 15, then 16, then 17. The word in Siruk, at least among the Paiskim, means the idea of skipping but alternating, seeing every other month. Saying Nisan, then not year, then Sivan. That means, and being clear, in this Svarim, the Paiskim, that's what it means. Diluk is going up by one, and Sivan is alternating. However, to read the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be a little bit interchangeable. For example, the Gemara in Daf Samach Daled, when it says it goes from 21, 22, then 24, the Gemara calls it Sirug, Hagam Pashas, the Svarim call it Diluk. Or in Sirtes, when it says you see every other month, which we call Tziruk, which is the same case as Sefer Beis, which called it Tziruk, and Sefer Tes, it called it Tiluk. The same exact case, and choose a Tiluk to Tziruk. And Sefer Yud also, when it skips to another month, over there, we call it Tiluk, they call it Tziruk. So again, among the Svarim, it's very clear that Tiluk means going up by one number, and Tziruk is alternating. And Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara seems to be depending upon the context of what the point is, how to say it over. The Beis Yosef, when it starts off the Siman over here, says how many vestas there are. He counts five vestas. He says Afloga, Chodesh, Guf, Morkav, and the fifth case of Diluk. He says the Sirug is part of Diluk. Part and partial, one and the same. Look at the kid Shulchan Aruch, he counts six of them, not five. He says the same four, and he makes Siluk and Diluk. Siruk and Diluk being two separate ones. Look at Rav Vosner, he counts seven. He puts in Shua, and he puts in the case of Shaw, and he takes out Morkov. Look in the Chokhmah Zadim, he counts 10. Look in the Raivin, he counts 12. Look in the Balamor, he counts 17. So even though Chokhmah called Seifrim, Kumon Kedushin, I usually give numbers. Over here, there's no clear number how many vestas there are, and that's why usually most of them will leave out how many vestas to worry about. It's between 5 to 17 for Kitzer. Part of the question is how to call things. What to call Diluk and Siruk and Kedoyimo. When they get to Al-Sugya, Diluk and Siruk, because there are two ways of first focusing on the case of Diluk. That's Sif Hei and Sif Zayin. The Gemara's case in Diluk goes up by one by Chodesh. That's Gemara of Samach Dalet. And to make it simple, when you say the number 15, 16, 17, that's Chodesh, because Chodesh could be in the 15, the 16, the 17. There's another case of Diluk of Haflogo. We'll call that 30, 31, 32. Because that can never be Chodesh. Chodesh has to be on the day of the month. If it goes by 30, 31, 32, that's called Haflogo. So just make it simple, again, with 15, 16, 17, we'll call the Chodesh. And 30, 31, 32, we'll call the case of Haflogo. The Maimok of this Indian, getting more of Samuk Dalad, coming on a Machlokes over there, when a person sees 15, 16, 17, it went up by increments. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Isn't Nichla get a Ves Kibur or not? But the case of the month, Rav says it's Ves Kibur, therefore the next month he chayish for 18. Mashiachin according to Shmuel is not a Ves Kibur, so you have a last month of 17 of the chayish. This month you count chayish for 17. So when you go 15, 16, 17, what be chayish of next month? Machloek is Rav and Shmuel. Rav Ves Kibur 18. Shmuel says no, the case is 17. The Gemara says maybe it's Machloek is Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. If the halacha of Chazaka is 2 or 3, the Gemara said, no, the Kulei Alma, Chazaka, the case over here is 3, except maybe by the case of Miso. The question, the Machlokes over here is, do you count the first one or not? The Gemara goes on further and saying, that's true, the whole Machlokes is Dafka, when you did not have a Ves Kibur beforehand. However, when Lemud Hashani, when you have a Ves Kibur beforehand, then everyone agrees the Halacha is that you receive 3 times, you see 14 as Ves Kibur, then 15, 16, and 17. Everyone agrees that would be a case over here of a Ves Kibur and Chayshish for 18. Atkan, simple the Gemara. Another question, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, how do we pass him? So usually the class, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Alocha Kirav by Yisr, therefore the Ben Chananel, or the Eshkol, or the Rosh, that the Taz brings down in Baba Kamo, not like the Torah brings down from his father, but what we have in front of us in the Taz from the Rosh Baba Kamo, passes like Rav. Therefore, after 3 times, 15, 16, and 17, with the Ves Kibur, you're only Chosh for 18, nothing else. Atzal Hasheni, they point out the Rambam and the Rabban, they understand that we have a Bryce the Gemara like Shmuel, and therefore Paskin like Shmuel over here, and that's how the Torah Paskin is like Shmuel, not like his father. At Sadash Shlishi, the Maish, the Rive, and the Rashba, and Dorf, it's Machlokes, we choshe for both of them. So among the Rishonim, either Rav or Shmuel, was Mavuchan, therefore you're passing like both. Halach L'maisa and Siv Zayin and Mechab brings down, he ends off Yechoshua Shneim, the way how the Gdolah can explain, the Bach, the Taz, the Shach, that means you take on the Chumras of both. Therefore, you have a case of a 15, 16, and 17, according to Shmuel, according to Rav Veskevor, Yechoshua for 18, and we Halach L'maisa is also Yechoshua for Shmuel, and therefore we have a case of 17, of Veshua and Yechoshua. Very simple, Halach L'maisa for both. Now, you could ask a question, that if you hold the vessels to drop on them, so only after the vessels drop on them, we pass the vessels to drop on them, the say sub drop on the kula. Why be chosh for both? Why be chosh for Rab and for Shmuel for? Sub drop on the kula, kmon beya, daf gimel. So one, the crazy over here wants to answer, he wants to say, Yisoy, when machliks among Rabbi Sai, we do not say sub drop on the kula. Which Bekel Allah, when Lunsim Kuvyud, we did not seem to go this way. The main terrace, the Kishon Aruch, the Shuas Yaakov go, with the cloud that we should know by now, that when you have some double of kula, we have kulas and chumras on each one, and then why pick one over another? We are klal, my chos is high mahai. And therefore, machma both. Therefore, the chumras send you into the sugyos shnei kederes, simukov yod, aleph, or they send you sugyos ksamim, simukov sadi. And since each one has a kula and a chumra, that means according to Rav, you have eskivor. How to be accurate? Three times. Going to Shmuel another way. Going to Shmuel the chosh yod zayin. That's going to Rav. So each one has a kul and a chumra, what to go do. My chos and high mahai, and therefore machmir both of them. So again, very simple, loch lamaiso. We have a vest over here, mitzad, vest adiluk. We plugged in yesterday in the computer program, and it gave us 15, 16, and 17. And it came out, what's a loch? Mitzad chumra shibay, we chosh for both. The other came out to be purple, not red, because it's a chumra. What's nichol and the get of a chumra shibay? The other come on the place and say, where we have cases of a mokum chumras, mitziruf. Maybe can be makel. Example, do you put an erzeruah when you invest a diluk that's only according to Rab, not according to Shmuel? Says the Sugi B'Shoshanim, a Berkowitz says, it's a double chumra over here. Erzeruah and machlek Rab and Shmuel, according to Shmuel, there would be, but according to Rab, there wouldn't. And the whole erzeruah itself is a chumra over here. Therefore, not to be choshish. Do you put a crazy on the Ein of Beinness? Also, when you have a case where it's a diluk over here. According to Rab, there's no Ein of Beinness. According to Shmuel, there is, but the crazy itself is a chumra. They want to make on the crazy. Do you have a case of a chavadas on the Ein of Beinness according to Shmuel? Also, according to Rav, there is no chavadas. According to Shmuel, it's a version of Kvor, there's a chavadas on the Ein of Beinness. That's a chumra, for good sense to Michael. Keep it Phoenician, but machbatel of Rochel, maybe not the situation over here. So again, I said certain cases that I said people are Michael, obviously they're cholkim over here, but that speaking out, the klal over here, machlokes Rav and Shmuel, will chush le chumra, but to have a double chumra, that those want time to be makel. You get about Mokka Mitzvah, you get to the Dera, Bobna Dera, Lel Tfila also. We do not know. We're passing both for Chumrah. Mitzad Zer, we double Chumrah, the last person we want to say to be makel. Now, when we have this halacha of going up by increments, in the most cases, 15, 16, 17, going up by one. Coming the Ra'an says, let's say you go up by two or three, that's not nichol in the case of the standard thing of Adam go up, not to be choshish. The Ma'aseh of the Rashba, the Eshkol say no. And they was brought down by the Mechaber this way, even Diluk Harbay, even going up, seeing on 15, then 17, then 19, 21, or going up by three, is also nichol in the get over here, the same klal. Well, that's first the basic Makar and the Sugya Shabbai. I'll go through Sif by Sif. Sif Hei is a sugya of dealing by a flogger. That means that's not the Gemara's case. The Gemara's case is Sif Zayin in the case of Chaydish. We're saying the case of a flogger. Therefore, you say 30. Next month, 31. Next month, 32. That means he had 4 years. The distance of three different times. 30, 31, 32. The question over here is that when Mechab brings it down, he says you have a distance of three times, 4 years. That's enough to make a vest of dealing by a flogger. Make a kriyas over here. Is that also going to be a machloek as Rav and Shmuel? Is that this, also, just like we said, machloek to the sugya on Siv Zayin, Rav and Shmuel? What's the halacha by a flog? Be the same machloek over here? And we'll see, it will come out, really the three different options over here. The way it says on the page, the side of the Shach and side the Taz, and the Goyin over here, and the Menchazak on the page, all come along and say one thing. Just like in Siv Zayin, Rav Machloekis, Rav and Shmuel, also on Siv Hei, be the same machloek by the sugya of Aflogo. And therefore, according to Shmuel, we need a flogger of one more. That means it will not be enough, say, 33, 132. It also need a flogger of 33. According to Rav, three are floggers. According to Shmuel, four floggers. We need one extra. That means we need 5 years. According to Rav, we need 4 years over here. That's the mice of most of them go this way. The other comes out, says the Shach. Once that's so, it's going to depend upon Siv Zayin. Then it's if, hey, even though the Mechaba only picks one of them, the Loch and Ruchish of both. Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel. That means it comes out, when you first have that flogger 3 times, 30, 31, 32, the Loch and Mice of what to go do. According to Rav, the Loch and Ruchish is 33. According to Shmuel, the Ruchish is 32. And we're going to be Machmah for both. The Bayah with this Mahalach is a couple of points. First is to say it's totally upon Siv Zayin and to not get there is very strange. Usually you want to tell us something that you said already. That you're going to say, it's very strange that you tell upon it. Number one. Number two is, what are you being told upon? You're being told the stam over here in Sefei is like the Yesh Oimim in Sif Zayin. That we have a stimius in Sefei like Rav, and the Yesh Oimim in Sif Zayin is like Rav. Usually we have a stam with a stam. To make a stam follow Yesh Oimim is not Mestavro. Number three, they point out, the Torah over here passing like Rav, and Sif Zayin passing like Shmuel. The Torah does not work out that way. It's very strange, the Torah. You do not seem to bring down this concept. So there is another Mahalach over here, very stark Mahalach. The Makar Chaim, Pasi Moinim, the kids to go with. They want to understand what is the Yesod over here of the Machlokes, Ram and Shmuel, by the case of Chodesh, the Washi 3 times, Washi 4 times. So the Olam Etzem Surah, Sifud Beis, the Machab over there brings down a Ravit. Basically explains, what is the machlokes over here, the ravid between Rav and Shmuel? In essence, every chodesh, what are you doing? You're saying that month, and then the next month, the month afterwards, be going up by one. You're doing a mixture. You're doing chodesh, 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 plus one, plus one. That means you're doing distance also. You're doing month and distance. That means everyone knows what's chodesh. Chodesh is the day the month is causing it. What's aflogo? The distance is causing it. Here you have like a work, you have a mixture here. It's a chodesh plus one. Chodesh plus one. So what is it? Is it Chodesh or is Aflogo? Rav says we look at it being Chodesh with plus one, and Shmuel looks at being Aflogo that happens to come out of the Chodesh because it's always an extra day in distance over here. So Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, how do we look at something that's going plus one? Is it Chodesh with an extra day? So the Echad Ami every Chodesh 3 years. Is it plus one and going up in one that's distance? That's Aflogo. See in the case of four, an extra one over here. That's the story of the Machlokes. If so, by a flog itself, everyone agrees, what's a halacha over here? Should be a case of, like any aflogo, 4 years or 3 distances. That should be the same exact thing. The whole machlok is only by chodesh, is it a case of a chodesh or aflogo? But over here, everyone should agree that you create and invest after 4 years. Because if it is an aflogo by etzem, we're going on plus one. It's a case of distance. And the mice of these gedolei chachamim say over this mahalach, they all end off, however, Taz and Shach, Abach, and Gilech, and disagree, Mavat, and Daitoi. But it's a Shtach and Eis and the Svar over here, the Taino, and very good in the Mechaber on Sifei, and in the Torah on Sifei, they bring down the Locha of 4 years, 3 aflogas, and there's no Machlok Shvam and Shmuel, because every view is over here, the definition is distance, like any case of aflogo. Now just to point out, is a third Malach over here, the Chanish one's tiny, need 5 years over here, 4 aflogas. I ain't sure why exactly what say the Tran Taisus and the Sugi over here. Himself ends off having the Taz and Shach solely say not like him. So, but as it comes out in the Sefei, what the Kimta is to make a diluk by the case of Aflogo, either you have the Taz and Shach be Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if the case is 4 years or 5 years, or no, you can tie the steamers of the Machaber, it's 4 years, mice itself is enough. Now, take it a step further over here, let's make a Kimta that's no Machlokes Rav and Shmuel to make it first easy before we confuse everybody. Let's say someone sees 30, then 31, then 32, then 33, 34. And agrees, you have a case over here of a vest diluk of a flogus over here. So what are you supposed to be chosh for next month? 35. Month afterwards, 36. Month afterwards, 37. That's what it should be. So a person again saw from 30 to 34. He saw mamish, the diluk, went up a flogus every single time. The month he's supposed to see 35, what happened? He saw 37. What are you choshing for the month afterwards? You never saw 35, so you choshing 35. Go up by increments, do you say 36? Do you say, no, I went to 37, I go up by 1, it's 38. What are you choshing when you have best kvias bedilah, the kul alma, Rav and Shmuel, everybody, and you saw, you're supposed to see 35, you did not see 35, you saw 37. So, really there are two questions first. Where do you count from? Do you count from 37 where you saw?
Would it be Iker?
No, would it be Choshev or next month?
Yeah,
it'd be Iker. Yeah. I mean, first, where do you count from? You're supposed to see in 35 and you saw 37. Do you count from what you're supposed to have seen in 35? Or do you count from what you saw from 37? So that myself was about the Shulchan speak out about what you saw from. That's 37. And once you pass it, you only count from 37. That's simple. Question, what do you count from 37? So, Rav Gaimim or the Bushi Oz, Pada Simcha, they come on Taino, well, you never got to 35. Therefore, you have to be Choshish for 35. Because the whole point is, you have to be Oikah 35, and you don't see it, you have to be Choshish for Lamed Hay. Sada Sheni, Rav Oz says, Pada Shulchan say, well, the month 35 you didn't see, but the next month after it's supposed to be 36. So that's be choshish for 36. That's the art scroll goes. That's how the Shlishi, the Bar Kotler has a truth about it, the Pre-Tara goes this way, that what do you choshish for? You go up always by one. So you saw 37, so you go up by one, and next month you choshish for 38. I don't think so, maybe afterwards.
After 37.
Then we're just saying, number one, we start from 37. What, because 37 either is 35, 36, 38. Come over Berkowitz, the Eisen title, a fourth malach over here. One title that's good with machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav is saying exactly, you go by the numbers. Shmuel is saying go up by distances of one. Therefore, according to Rav, it should be 36. According to Shmuel, it should be 38. And how we pass Rav and Shmuel? Both. Therefore, 36 and 38. That's good. How do you count? Rav is saying numbers over here. That means you go what? 33, 1, 32. Numbers. That's what you have. So that's next 33. That's what you want to stand.
That's what the Shadows said.
They don't say the lumbus behind Machlaikis. They didn't say what they said Machlaikis. Imagine Shmuel saying, what are you doing? You're going up by increments by one. If you need another one over here, that's good. Machlaikis. David Chayshis, Allah Lamaisi, said 36 and 38. Lamai said, what they go do when the person sees between 30 and 34, which again is a Veskul of Kuliyamo, so it's Mavucho, the All Star, very simply says, Eskirov. He goes, and he can make it even worse. I said a case over here that is Kuliyamo of Vest Haflogi Medilo. Let's say you have cases so from 30 to 33, which you have Nag and then you store on a different date. Now, Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel, and then you have also Machlokes, what to do even according to Rav. Make it even more confusing. Let's take it even a step further. You saw from 30 to 34, Lekuli Alma. And then the next time you saw 27. You saw less. Then what do? You get involved with a base mayor of a flogger, Sarah's Oka Flogarucha. That means, according to base mayor, it was according to others at war. So what do you count from over there? So again, the answer is what you go do in that situation. Also, there is really a double machlekes. Where do you start counting from? And also, what number do you count? I mean, the Baal Shulchan declares a question. He says, before you start counting 27, he's not sure. The Baal Shulchan wants to make a machlokes Taz versus Mashal and Sif Yud Gimel have to get to. And then what number to count, what to do with the base mayor, that itself will probably give you like Barak 10 vests. Go figure it out, that's local. So, Mekitu, we have to go do. It's not a Chalila. You didn't get the Chalila yet. We're not choshev for Chalila until you get to it. That's a good question. What to go do? We'll have to, that's the question. These are all options. So now, what do you tell a person? Maybe this, maybe that, maybe that. Maybe. Fine. Another case, Negeret Aflogo. It was saying go up by one increments, or up by two increments, up by three. Let's say you go up by one, next time two, next time three, next time four. That means see Lamed, and then Lamed Aleph, and then Lamed Gimel, and then Lamed Vav. Are you choshish for? Mem. Very good. Are you choshish for mem? So there is a Pasuk Moin, what's the Taina? Well, we bake any distance over here. Same concept. But Maisa, Moshe, and Tshuva, and the Pasuk seem to go more, that we cannot make up our own vestis over here. Because I'll say, well, they give us what says on the page, that's what we do. More than Maisa, we leave it as is. Yeah, you could get involved with, you go up in increments, in our flogger by oiners. That means you see day, night, going up in days. Also, that Pasuk can be involved with. Fine, that's Maisa, and the to going up. What about going down the other way around? So come along the Gedolah Kohenim from Yerushalayim already, that a person sees backwards, let's say they see on 20, 19, 18, 17, the case of a flogel. Over here come along the Eshkol and says, well, it's not going to be, you can see every day. Says the Piskachuba from the Crazy, it's against the Tevo to going down to seeing 9876. It just doesn't, can't be that way. Linked to Matthias over here, that person will see every day and then start seeing backwards. What's going to exactly happen over here? Therefore, not to be a chosh for
about 60.
The Maisel, the Eshkol's father-in-law, the Rav himself, he says, well, fine, when it stops, it stops. Otherwise, we'll chosh for it. And therefore, the Shach is very clear. He writes poshet, of vad we go, even mafreyo. And therefore, all the poskim, the Graz, and the Chacham Sodom, the Chavadas, and the Kisa, or Hashulchan, all the poskim say, you do it, even mafreyo. Obviously, when it stops. But you do a case of mafreyo. Just an interesting question, how far back do you go to mafreyo? That means, coming from the Aruch HaShulchan, once a Taino, until day 18. Why 18? Because Nida is 7 days. You may Ziva is 11 days. And what's Ziva? You're not supposed to see. If you see your Chaylo. So until day 18, once you hit 18, not be Chush anymore. Chiddush, what time by Moshe and Shuvim, once you go this way, until 18, once it's 18, not to be Chush. Because you're not supposed to see. The Baal HaShulchan says, the Maisel, the whole entire Simin, we don't want people to calculate Zivas and Nidas. The Baal HaShulchan disagrees and says, no, even may Ziva to be Choshish. Obviously, it will stop eventually. When it stops, it stops. Now, maybe to speak out a case, and if we're stuck upon this haflo, this crazy over here, the Maisel, that happened about 10 years ago, Sanjur Mechavid, a person saw on 29 at night in Aflogo, 28 at night, and 27 at night in Aflogo. 29, 28, 27. Three Aflogos, 4 years over here. The question was, let's see what to be chosh for Chavav, Zaflog B'din Mafreya, according to Rav, Chav Zayin, according to Shmuel, regular Aflog, Chav Ches, according to Shmuel, the base mayor, Chav Tes, according to Shmuel, the base mayor, Lamin, according to Shmuel, Oyna Beninus, Lamin Aleph, according to Oyna Beninus of the Chavistas. So the question was to keep 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 6 straight days. They went to a couple of abundant in the Mechavid, what to go do over here. Yesh Lachsh for 6 straight days. So, Baburkus wanted Taina, said, well, not wait 26, because we have the creation of Mafreya, Machalik Swam and Shmuel, so Chumma Palachumma. It was only Maskman to not wait 26, so I thought it was a massive Kiddush. So the crazy, big of the place you want to argue with. I guess Maiso, let's not create the Cholopak, the base mayor. A flog Tara versus a flog Arucha, with the Tzir of Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, there's a best crew over here. So let's say 28, 29 is Mutter. We'll get to the base mayor of Ezra Shem today, so we pass him base mayor. Why? It's a bank, Sabyad, have to get to. He went, we hold base mayor. So I told him, well, Chavastas, 31, so Chumro. No, we pass him Chavastas. They said, well, all the three were at night. We're Machu during the day, it's out of the Sukkot of Ezra. So let's make a bais offal, or Zeru Avad Zechumro, 6 straight days. We don't tell people to do a bais offal. That's not an holy bais offal, we don't do that. But I said, it's mutter. Mutter, not, we don't say that. Thank you, sir. We don't say such things over to people. We don't tell people bais offal. The bais offal then came out of the air, was in Shonu Rishonu. I don't know how the whole world happened. We'll leave it as is. But it's a great question. Then a lot of people had their opinions of what they thought, what to go do. Fine. That's Sifay, case of a flogger bediluk. Sifov is a Vesa Shua. Now we mentioned last time, I'll just explain some points over here to understand why it's over here for. That means, first, what is Vesa Shua doing here? Remove the case of diluk. Hey, is diluk and Zion is diluk. Why is Vesa Shua here? So, another question is Tam ask, that Sif Zion, if you would write Shulchan Aruch, how do you write first? Sif Zion is Gemara's case. And Sif Hey, you'd write afterwards. Why is in this order? The Pasha, the way how it's written in the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at Sif Alf and Sif Beis, Chodesh goes first, and then after, first is Chodesh, and sorry, Aflogah is first, and then Chodesh. That's the order of Shulchan Aruch and Alf and Beis. So first they explain the cases of Aflogah, then the cases over here of Chodesh. That's the order. That means, hey, is the case of Aflogah. Sif Vav is also, in essence, we are skipping every, also a similar case of Aflogah. Not the case of Chodesh. And Chodesh being done over here, going in that order over here, Kainza. Now, what it means the case of Shua over here, that means the one simple case, the reading of the word sound like you see Sunday, next Sunday, the Sunday afterwards. The way the Shach explains, it means he saw the Sunday, and 3 weeks later on the Sunday, 3 weeks later on the Sunday. That means you have a vest of 22, two times in a row, of a flocko. That's 3 Sundays, vest of 29, 2 times in a row. That's also the situation of your vest of Shua over here. Now, come along the Pesach Tshuva and Bigzam from the Chavastas, but let's say you have a vest of Shua let's switch it over to Ves HaFlogo. That means, let's say now you see 3 29s. Since HaFlogo is normal, Shua is not normal to be Choshvor. HaFlogo beat out Shua, and we only keep HaFlogo and not Shua, negate to its parameters as Gedarm over here. Now, just to be clear, when it says over here Ves HaShvor, or Ves HaFlogo, it means on the same Oino. That means you see on Sunday, and then Sunday, and then Sunday. It has to be Sunday night, Sunday night, Sunday night. We see during the day, on any of them, we get to Sivya Gimel, and we see the loch is, it will not be nichel to get a Ves HaShua. Therefore, one person sees 129, the chance of seeing it later on, the same Sunday, even if it's 1 and 7, you have to realize it's really 1 and 14, because it could be day or night over here. Another point they say, let's say you saw... We'll get to Sifu Gimel, we'll speak out more all the cases. But yes, now, we'll see again, the halacha wants to be choshev things. We know by HaFlogo after one time of choshish. Choshish after one time of choshish. Mash Engin dealing in Sirug, we'll get to Sifu Al Sifu Beit, after one time we're not choshish. Why? The way that Chayim explained, Be'ikr, the Gracie, Sirutair, and others, put the rabbi to the side, is why can things that are not normal, we're not choshish after one time. Be'ikr said the person, Vest Shua is not something normal to be choshish for, that's why HaFlogo beats out Shua, and therefore, if you have one Sunday to the next Sunday, do you have to be choshish a couple weeks later for Sunday again? It means Vest Shua, the place, Be'ikr time like the grass, not to be choshish. That means the klal is, to be choshish one time is things that are normal, like a HaFlogo or Chodesh. Mashang Shua is something we will not assume that is normal, and therefore will not be choshish after one or twice until you get a Vest Kuvius over here. Al-Taflogo will have its parameter negate to HaFlogo, but not negate to Shua. Correct.
29, so if 29 is not
normal. No, the make a Vesta Shua is not normal.
No, it's
but 29, the HaFlogo, Al-Taflogo be Choshish, but not negate to the Shua. That means, let's say, for example, see on Sunday, right? You have no HaFlogo at all. It has to be Choshish on Sunday, in general, after one time.
Which Sunday?
Any Sunday you want. You saw on a Wednesday and a couple weeks later you saw on a Sunday. Don't be choshish for Sunday again.
There's no week?
Every week. Why not? If you hold the investor sure, usually cause a vesh and a kvua choshish for kvias. To lead one to another. So the loch is, the shua is not normal, we're not choshish for it. A dealer we're not choshish for, and a shua we're not choshish for.
Everyone always discussed about if you saw
it
after 3 weeks. No one talks about if you saw
it. Right, I'm speaking, exactly, I'm explaining what it says. And you agree with me?
I'm stopping because there's a half a minute that will suggest that
you don't want me to say over half a minute is okay. I'm just explaining, we're just speaking it out.
The best is that it's Sunday means every Sunday. Well, the Pshat wants to see two Sundays, the concept of now that I'm going to see that type of Sunday situation, you know, minimum of maybe two.
As far as I understand, you're still agreeing with me.
No, I'm saying, is it dynamic to a plug and you always need to have two? You
need
to have
the Asri and Eina Kavua? There is no Eina Kavias by Shuas. By Shua. There's no Shuas. I mean, there is a Chalk Mazam once, say yes, but make the person go with the grass. Now, to understand what the Mechaba exactly we are saying, let's start with the question. Can you see on Sunday, and then Sunday, then Sunday, that's the case of Vesta Shua. Betem, if you think about it, really it's a Vesta Shua, what you're seeing every third week, every fourth week. It's a Shua with a Sirug, right? You're alternating, seeing every fourth week on the Sunday. Let's say you're seeing a Shua that's a Sirug and a Dilug. Meaning, let's say you see on Sunday, 1 week. 23 days later, you see on Monday. 23 days later, you see on a Tuesday. So you're altering every third week and going up one day. It's a Sirug with a Dilug. Well, let's make it simple. I just said over a set of 222s, 223s is out of Eskavor. Well, instead of saying 229s, it's 230s of Eskavor. Because it's a dilug with a Sirug together. So you come over the Chavis starts over here, and the creation starts over the Simen, and you want to sign a yes. Not just I keep telling everyone you have to worry about 229s. 230s are at some Sunday, 4 weeks later on a Monday, 4 weeks later on a Tuesday. It's going up by increments. It's a D-log of a Shua. What we call Shua, really the Shua of a Sirug. It's a D-log of a Shua, going up by one. So that's making the vest over here. You can say, I don't want to argue the point, which I don't have to read the Mechaber, and then that seems to be anyone's taught that way. So the Tyra, and the Floor, and the Kits, and the Graz, the bigger the person can do not say this way. You cannot say you go up and the D-log on a Shua. The question really where they're coming from is how do you read the Mechaba over here? Mechaba says, just like by the case of Chodesh, by the case of Aflogo, we'll have the halacha of Shavin Einu Shavin, who would in by the case of Shvua, and Aflogo by the case of Shavin Einu Shavin. What does the word Shavin Einu Shavin mean? What does it mean it's involved Shavin Einu Shavin? That means, the way it starts off the case of, first, by the case of Sefer, we discuss in the case of Chodesh. So what's Shavin Einu Shavin? It's very simple. Shavin meaning you see it on straight, 29, 29, 29. And Einu Shavin means V'diluk. You're skipping 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. So Shavin Einu Shavin is diluk and not in regular. But the case of Chodesh is the same thing over here. What's Shavin? You see Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. What's Einu Shavin? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. The case of diluk. What's Shvua Shavin Einu Shavin? What does words mean? Says the crazy, says the Chavatas, it means you see on a Sunday, they see on a Monday, they see on a Tuesday, it's Einu Shavin. Shavin the Sunday, 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 and then Shavin the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They're saying the words of the Mechab is telling you 229s, or 223s, or 237s are Be'etzim, that's Kavuas over here, Beshua. Which again, as far as we know, the Olam is never taught that way, let alone people only know the Beshua in general. Even those who do know Beshua, we know 229s, that's it. The Chur should come out, you read the Mechab's words, in the case it says over here, Einu Shavin, is a case of going up B'dilag of Beshua. Should be the case of Sunday, focus later on a Monday, focus later on a Tuesday. That should be Mamash, where's the Mechab over here? It doesn't give an example of that, but how do you have it? What is the case? Tell me what it means over here. Only, no, it says on both. It's very clear it says on both. The same thing, yeah. It says it crazy, same thing, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yes, they speak out of crazy and the Chavadah, same thing.
The Harmi is 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Right.
It says it
on both. It says it, right.
But it totally
sorry?
It doesn't explain it at all.
It doesn't explain it, because just read the words. It's Taishu. It doesn't explain Shua at all. It doesn't even say Siri at all. The Kimel Mashach says when it says Shua, it means every third week, every fourth week. It doesn't say in the Shukunach at all what Shua means. That's Nachon, that's on Chodesh. But it did not go back to Shua. But it says on Shua, what does that mean? So everyone agrees there has to be a definition of what the Mechab means. So there's another, so I'll tell you the three, four other ways of learning it. Which obviously you have to learn. You have to read the Mechaba some way. So the way that Bala Shulchan comes from the Seder Torah, he wants a Taino that it means Oisirik Oidilik, meaning every fourth Sunday, or it means the first week you see on a Sunday, the second week you see on a Monday, the third week you see on a Tuesday. It has to be every week in a row, and you go up. It has to be a case of Diluk, but it has to be every single week. It can be every fourth week of Diluk and Siruk. It has to be a case of Einu Shavin, this week Sunday, next week Monday. Next week afterwards, Tuesday. It's possible, it just doesn't happen that way.
Where
does it get that from? Because it's a Diluk. Because the Mechab never puts a case together, Siruk and Diluk. No, no, no. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Well, we'll get a Siruk. Okay. And it says it does. None of this. It says none of this. Okay, we'll see it afterwards, but that's a second option over here. You can make all your faces you want, but that's not what it says.
That's the Torah, how you get it together,
man. A third option how to read it, Shavin Einu Shavin, is again, the reading of the Mechaber is, as you see it every Sunday. Kemal Shachan says you see it every fourth Sunday. Then what Taino says the Panashim Moinu, that's what it means. It means every Sunday is Shavin, and every fourth Sunday is Einu Shavin. Yeah, fine. Fine, Panashim Moinu is wrong.
Yes.
Yes. Fourth option over here, coming with Akashuvah Makar Chaim, you want Taino Shavin and Inishavin, really means that you sing every fourth Sunday, it's the same case over here. Because in essence, what do you have? It's Shavin mitzad aflogo, but Chodesh is Inishavin. So in the same Akimta, you see every fourth Sunday, what happens? The aflogo is Shavin, but the Chodesh is not Shavin. So in the same Akimta, Shavin and Inishavin. A fifth option over here, the Minchas Yaakov on the page says, I hate Bishabbos Inishavin. Everyone who read the words, and it's very simple what the words mean. It says Makar Chaim on the page. I have no idea what he means. Fine. So we have five options how to just teach words to the Mechaba. What does Einu Shavin mean? The simple one, which anyone would have read, if you think about Chol is like the Chavadash, we come down a massive Chumra over here. 230s of Veskevor, of Veshashua. We're dealing with the series together. Mice, no one's taught that way. Two Sundays and three Sundays.
Did you see two Sundays apart? Did you see three Sundays apart? Did you see four Sundays apart? In the show.
Okay, no one says that's Peshat.
It's also
a negative Mechaber.
It's not a negative Mechaber.
Yes, fine.
It's
the basis. All these are.
It says you need 4 years by a plug. According to Chavez, you don't need two.
You guys, I'm sure, will argue with each other.
What?
Where is that? Fine. Next, if night, that's Gemara's case. Gemara's case, the case of Din L'Chaydish, you saw on the 15th of the month and 16th of the 17th, Machalik's Rabbi Shmuel. And therefore, Halacha said the Rav and the Rashba, Rechosh v'Shneim, both them. Therefore, you have number one, a Ves Kavua, and Rechosh v'18. Also, you have a Ves Sh'ein Kavua, and Rechosh in the case of 17. Now, the Gemara says, let's say it's Lamud Shani, let's say a Ves Kavua beforehand. And everyone agrees that three Lamais is enough. What does that mean? The Drisha wants to tie that even if you saw it that's not Shavin, you saw, let's say, in Yod. If the place would go not like the Grisha, that would be definitely the case of Shavin, when you saw in the case of, let's say, 14. Always be curious, then you saw 15, 16, and 17. That's when you make the case of a Ves Kavua after three times, by case of a Chaydish. Now, when a person sees on the 15th of Sivan, then the 16th of Iyar, the 17th of Sivan, the 18th of Tammuz, so everyone agrees, in case you have a decent Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, you saw 15, 16, 17, 18. So everyone agrees, let's say the case, everyone agrees you have a Ves Kavua dealing for the case of a Chaydish. What are you supposed to be Chaydish for? So you got the price, very simple, 19th of Av, 20th of El, 21 of Tishrei. What happens, it comes Av, the 19th, and you do not see. What are you going to do in that case? That means we come up, we have a Pesach Chuvah, bring down the Chavadas. This Betzim, his case over here is, we did not see on the 19th of Av. What do we push next month? The 19th of El, or the 20th of El? You're supposed to be getting the push for the 19th of Av, and the 20th of El. We did not see on the 19th of Av at all. What's next month? You never went up by one. Sorry. But the Maisa comes out that the place can say over here, everyone agrees over here, you're Chosh for 20. Piskachubi, you know, Chavadas, you're Chosh for 20. Now you have to realize the Piskachubi's cases when you did not see. The question is, what happens if you did see it? Let's say you saw the 23rd of Av. Then what to be Chosh for? Do you say, you spoke an L when it comes along, you say Choshe B'chof? But no. Sorry? Because that's what you're supposed to see. That means, come along to the Sefer Imre Avram, that means Shlomo Zalman Orbach's brother, in the 1960s, wrote a whole Sefer on Vestas. Once you see all the Hakiris and all their Hezbonis, and you want to have a good time, you want a Sefer on Vestas over here, and you want to tie the Kimt over here, you're supposed to Choshe on Chof L. So you worry about Chof L. Agami went to Chof Gimel Av, go to Chof. As Shalat Sheni, the Kleisberg has a Truman says, what's your kvias? You go up by 1 month. So an Eli Chayshiv for Chav Dalit. But Berkowitz says over, that's Gufa, the Machloek is Ram and Shmuel. You go by numbers, go up by increments. They have a point to. Yeah. Same thing by Flog, same Machloek, same Machloek is over here. They have a point to Rav, it's Chav, according to Shmuel, it's Chav Dalit. And how do we paskin?
Both.
They have two options and three different cheeses over here. Very good. What to be choshish? What to go do? Go ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
I don't know.
What? Yeah, you want more sheets? I'm talking about a case where it's Ves Kavua L'Kuli Alma. Making the case of Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, get even more cases over here. Now, just like we had a case of Aflog L'Mafreya, the question is, when does it end? What to do when it ends? We had the crazy over here with other Afreidim. What happens over here? You saw the Chof Zayin Shvat, Chof Ches Adar, Chof Tes Nisan, and what happened by Iyar, there is no Lamed. Now what do you do? Which is? We want the five sheets? Okay, let's figure out what your options are. We'll get more different options over here. I don't think it's the same Achleikis. But you could maybe tell you Zebazet. Come on, let's say for Sugi Moshe Shannon, was also a safe on Vestas about 150 years ago. Also goes to all different cases over here. Then he's down three options. Okay, there'll be four options. He wants to tie it. What happened? He saw on 27, 28, 29. So he says, now what do you do? A boomerang is back. Now 28, 27, 26. It goes to the end of the month, and then it goes back. That's one of his options. I ain't sure where he's getting it from. A second option, he says, well, he said, you think 26, 27, 28, 29, gets to the end. So now what do? You do Chalila. 26, 27, 28, 29. Do a Chalila over here. What else do we wish for? A third option, he comes along and says, well, it ends. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to be chosh for. A fourth option, now the kids seems to go, the chosh for Aleph, because one ends to go for Aleph. So we have four options. Lamaisa, there is no lamed, right? There is lamed, but lamed. Now what's the next one? Same four options you have over here. Now, again, I said Chavtas Nisan. That's a Molly. The next one's Chosar. That's why I did not want to say Rosh Chodesh to get around his problem. I did not want to say that. Just not to say what he's saying.
What?
So that's one of the options. That's Aleph, right? Well, so that's the fourth option. The Maisa, what to go do, the kids seem to go with Aleph, the floor, the Chandish seem to go. Not to be Chosh at all. Chandish says not to be Chosh at all. What? Chandish says not to be Chosh. Chandish says, which he owes. Barish Chodesh says, yeah, the same thing, we are not to be Chosh at all over here. Now, even on the Tzad, not to be Chosh at all over here, is an interesting Shiloh over here. What does it mean, not to be Chosh? Or you have a Ves Kavua, and then you just left with nothing. Meaning, it hit Choptes Nisan. Now, on the Tzad, you're not Choshish. Fine, nothing. Now you're back to a regular Isha, you're Choshish Oynabenis? Or no, you still have a Ves Kavua, you just weren't Oikah until you passed that Zman. That means the way the Sugish Shibush Shanim says over, you have no Ves, and you have to worry about Oynabenis. But the Shulchan says, no, you have a Ves Kavias, and nothing happened yet, so you have to worry about Oynabenis. So even the Tzad, we're not Choshish, what are you back then? Are you issue with a Ves Kavua that nothing happened yet? You have to worry about Oyden Benis or not?
Next month, really.
That's the question over here, which I'm sure you guys will argue with each other. You guys are perfect, guys.
According to Chazanish, when it hits Lamed, when Chazanish, let's say the next month Lamed, what happens after that?
No, he's not Chosh for Aleph. I pick off test not to give him Aleph with Chosh for that reason. I said Chosh Nisan. Listen. I don't know about
Chosh.
Whenever
the month ends, what's
the next month?
Nothing.
Next month, also nothing?
No, then you're back on the maintenance. Well, you have to even see sometime. When you see, you have on the maintenance.
No, but the
until you see the on the maintenance. The month after
the.
You want off
your.
No, that's it. No. Oh, you want off next month. That might be longer than here. Depends who you're going with. No, then the amount is nothing. But Zivchas is a case of a diluk that's Chayza the Chalilo. The case of Shulchan Aruch is 15, 16, 17. Basically, you saw 9 months in that Cheshbon. They come along the Paiskim, and they bring down from the Api the Raivit, the Lav Dafka 15, 16, 17. Even 15, 16, then 15, 16, 15, 16. Also, over 6 months, you can have a Chilu HaChayza. And since the Taz, not only that, even the other way, you have 4 months over here. 15, 16, 17, 18, over a 12-month period, also you can have a deal of, that's a Khalil over here. Now, the first thing over here, let's take the Machabes case, of 15, 16, 17, is over a 9-month period. The question is, according to Shmuel, do you need 10 months? What's your Shiloh? Because we learn the singer on Daf Samach Dalet, Taisha over there, and saying Bab Kamal, Daf Lamed Zayin, so I'm listening to Bab Kamal, Taisha speaks out to Ben Echinal Shito, and says when you have an idea of a dilug, does not mean what we're understanding 15, 16, 17. It means a dilug that's Chalil HaChayzer. That is the Gemara's case. And that's good with the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav is saying, you see it over a 9-month period, 15, 16, 17. And Shmuel is saying, in the Gemara, know that you have to be in the case of 15, 16, 17, 18. You have to have a 10-month period. That's Mamash Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. Therefore, once we pass considered Zayin L'chumro, Zayin Rav and Zayin Shmuel, it should be over here, according to Shmuel, what the halacha be? You need 10 months. And therefore, if you had a case of 9 months, of 15, 16, 17, according to Shmuel, we would not have a Ves Kavias, and be Chayish with Shmuel also. Therefore, come on the Pesach Tshuva, and they bring down the Minchas Yaakov, the Torah Shlom, on the page over here, it says according to Ben Echnal, we're Chayish with Shmuel over here, and therefore you need a 10-month to make a deal of a Chalil over here. Of a case of a Chodesh, need 10 months over here.
What do you mean? I thought
we did
somewhere
both ways. Both ways, right? Chodesh Shmuel. Chodesh Shmuel.
No,
that means he'll have a Vesh and a Kvias. Chodesh Shmuel is a Vesh and a Kvua. We'll have both Jesus. Say Rav and say Shmuel over here. Atzad HaSheni. He says yes. I mean, what he said, but yes. Now, Atzad HaSheni, the Shach says it not the way. He disagrees. The Bach disagrees. And they have two reasons why to disagree. Either they want Taino, that's true, that's when Echnal Pshan the Sugyo, all the Shining Taish himself come along and disagrees with Taishis. That's not Pshan the Sugyo. And therefore, we have a deal of a Chalila Chayzi only do 9 months. A second option they want to say, Rabbein Echanal said it's 10 months. How's Rabbein Echanal paskin? He himself paskin's Rav. So if you're going to follow Ben Echananel, anyway, it's 9 months. Like, you're getting a cash 22 over here. What are you going to do? Let's be a case of 29 months over here. Now, one of the ways they understand that, so the nice to come out of Machloch among the Achoinim, but the person want to go, like the Shach over here, that to make it to a Chalil Achoizer, it's after the case of 9 months, not a case of 10 months over here. The one day, Havadah, the Machlek, so we have to understand the side of Chalil HaChaser, is what exactly, how many vests do you have? Do you have one vest or do you have three vests? Meaning, are we discussing a sugya of Dilug or a sugya of Sirug? And Sirug is alternating and Dilug is skipping. So in essence, you saw 15, 16, 17 as that unit is one, and the next time it's 15, 16, 17, and the second unit is 15, 16, 17, and the third unit is one vest. But now you're seeing 15, and every third month, 15. Every third month, 15. That's one vest. And 16 is every third month. It's a case of a Siruk. It's alternating over here. 16 and 16. And every third month, but you have three different vests over here. And the Achronim can evolve this Chakir over here. All the Achronim. And then someone says Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Someone says Machlokes the Ben Echanal versus other Rishonim. Someone says Machlokes Gufa the Shach versus Tosha Shlomo over here. The Ikanaf can be, they point out, is how do we oike this vest? If you hold this three different vests, you have to be oiker each one on itself. 15 have to be oiker, 16 have to be oiker, 17. If you all know, but etzah forget, it's one big vest, you have to be oiker with its klalim over here. The question, how exactly oiker? If you want to know the nafkamin is, I end up by the shulchan, he has like 7 or 8 different nafkamins over here, I understand the shadow over here. Yes, 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 correct, correct. Not like them in Chazakim. Siftes. Maybe afterwards. Siftes over here is a vest Rosh Chodesh B'dilugim. What's the Mechaba, which we call the case of Sirug over here. That's a mean you saw Nisan, did not see Ir, you saw Sivan. Did not see Tammuz, you saw Av. Now we call the case of Sirug, why alternating? So the Shach says on Sifi Beis, two options. Either means relative to other Noshim, she is being alternating. Or he says relative to herself, she had a Vesha and a Kivur, and she's alternating over here. Two different ways, why are you calling the word Sirug over here? Now again, the question is, according to Shmuel, what exactly do you have to see over here? Do you need one extra, or no, you can leave it as is? So Machlokes, Taz, the Drisha, they come along and say, according to Shmuel, the Halacha over here was saying this idea in Siftes only three times, is according to the Yesh Oim and Sif Zayin. That means it comes down according to Taz, Sai Siftei and Sai Siftes, is being sourced like the Yesh Oim and Sif Zayin over here. Asad Hasheni, the Shach Lameisa, he disagrees. I'm making the person point out to disagree over here. Say even according to Shmuel, three times the mice is enough. And the Sroyer says the Shach himself speaks out based upon the Raivit that's brought down the Beis Yosef and Sifyan Beis, you said beforehand. Then, in essence, what is the Yisrael Machlek is three or four? Is it a Sugya of Aflogo or Chodesh? Because it's going up every month. So it's going up, changing, and that's Aflogo. But no, it's every month a case of Chodesh. Here, what are we doing? It's every month we're alternating it. Avada, there's no case over here of going up. Of Aflogo, there's no distance affecting anything over here. Zero distance. It's just every other month. We're going to get to a Siruk. The was in a Shach built upon the Svara, the Raivin, the Siftes. The Loch is Avada, according to Shmuel, three nice enough. Now you do not need a case of four over here. Now, come on the Shach, he speaks out. What happened you see on Shvat, and then order Adar, and then order Nisan, and then you skip, you see Sivan, and then Av. That means you went in order, and then you did the case of Siruk. One of Maisa wins out. Again, you did Shvat, Adar. Now, question is, where do you put Nisan? Is Nisan part of Shvat and Adar? Or Nisan a part of Sivan and Roshka, Sivan and Av? Where you did the case of Siruk. Oh, I'm sorry? Okay, the Shvat, Adar, Nisan. That means it's a middle case of the Shvat and Adar, and that's a case of straight, Shvat and Adar, one month after another. And then there's a case over here of Sivan and Av, that you skip to Sivan, skip to Av. Now Nisan's in between. Where do you put Nisan? One side or the other side? The Shach has a case over here. When you vest for, that you skip to a vest Sirugim in Rosh Chodesh. What are you Chodesh for? You saw Nisan. You saw Nisan. Can, that means you had a case, you saw Nisan, did not see Eir, saw Tammuz, did not see. I'm sorry, you saw Nisan, not Nisa Nasi Ir, Yisro Sivon, Nasi Tamso Av. That's what he did. Except before Nisan, again, the case of the Shulchan Aruch, before Nisan, you also saw Shvat and Adar. So, do you have so what exactly, when do you put Nisan under? It's part of the Sirah, or part of the regular vest over here? So, instead of the Shach, it's part of the regular vest. Like a tiny. Now, that's kind of the Pesach Chuvah, Minan Chavdas, let's say you forget. You saw Nisan, you did a Sirah to Sivon, you did a Sirah to Av, and then you saw El and Tishrei straight. Again, says the Chavadas, what's a local? You make a Ves Kivu and not a Ves Asiruk. That makes a difference which way you went. Come on, Lechoinim. And they ask the Gemara about Bekam Medaf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara compares the Sugyas of Dilung and Siruk, our Sugyo, the Sugyo by Nekicha, by Shor. The Gemara then discusses four questions, four cases. An animal was Negeach and Shabbos, and the week afterwards in Shabbos, and the week afterwards in Shabbos, and then on Sunday, and then on Monday. Says the Gemara, do you have a vest? Do you have a kfias over here? A chazoko for Shabbos and Monday for the week? Well, no, he did Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. And therefore, he only chazoko for Shabbos. The Gemara's second case over there, he did Thursday. Then the week afterwards, he did Friday. Then he did afterwards Shabbos. And then he did Shabbos and he did Shabbos. Also, do you have a chazoko for the week or only Shabbos? The Gemara has a third question. Let's say he did Gomel, Chamor, Shor, Shor, Shor. Do you have a chazaka for all animals? Or no, he did Shor, Shor, Shor. The Gemara has a fourth case. Shor, 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 Gomel, Chamor. Again, do you have a chazaka for Shor or all animals over here? The Gemara answers all four very simple. Tegel, very good. What's a tegel? And so, it says, Sidur Tairo, what in the world is the Shach and the Chavdas discussing over here? Which Gemara compares the two? It says very clearly, we make a vest of Chodesh. And that in the Siruk, the Gemara is saying it's the same as Sugyo, and the Gemara ends off, Teiku. And what should we be doing over here? Be Chodesh for both. Say a vest Kibor and a Kibor. That's... And we should take on both kid and kula lechum on each sides, and then we should make both of them. Like, start off in the beginning, with the first question start off the Chabura, why be Chodesh for Rav and Shmuel over here? Again, even though you do Shor, 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 you have Chazaka only for Shor, or Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, the same Sugyo. Either way, and again, I said the opposite case also the Pesach Shuvah. So they come and they say, you say it over here, and they make it even if you want, make it even worse. Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Chavadas. Even if you have a Vest Kvul for Sirug already, you already have a Kvias over here. And then the next one afterwards, you make a case of straight, it still says the Chodesh beats out the Sirug. When the Chodesh say over, the Bible speaks out as Ikya Soid, the general by now, we should know the concept that things that are not normal, when certain vests are not normal, Dilug and Sirug are not the things of Chodesh for sure, is not normal. And therefore, we have certain things that are normal override the things that are not normal. That means you get that flogger and we have a Shua 229s, and a Shua. You get 329s, say a flogger beats the case of Shua over here. That means the concept of here, the Soid over here is that whatever we assume will happen to a person's body, that's what wins out. Therefore, it's true that Gemara equates it to by Shor, 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 Chamor, Gomel, but that's because each one has this equal reason why it should happen. Mashenke, Negeto, Chodesh, women really see in Chodesh, don't see a Siruk. That's not a normal thing. Therefore, the reason why the Shach over here, the Chavadas, the Pesach Chuva says, Chodesh overrides Siruk, because it's more mustavi in the case of a Chodesh than the case of a Siruk. And the holy state of Vests is, what to be Chodesh next time? What to be Chodesh in the case of a Chodesh, not in the case of a Siruk? Another case in the Siruk is we're discussing Siruk by the case of Chodesh. What about Siruk or really by the case of a Aflogo? That means let's say you see 30-31 by a Aflogo. What would be the loch in that case? I kvei vest. He did six times 30-31. So the Svarchi Tzaino, and last one will go, that the idea does not apply at all by a Aflogo. What's the idea of Chodesh? The month's causing it. I mean, the person sees an Al Chodesh and Chav Chodesh, you Chodesh next month for Al and Chav. Could two times in a month be cause something. In distance, your body either works one way or another. Either distance 30 or 31. So there's a small way to say that if you hit 31, it's like a 30. You hit 30, it's like a 31. There's no way to have a serum in the case of a flog over here. Again, you can get involved with two questions over here. Number one, get involved with the base mayor. which in essence you would never equally 31, which is not really saying Vesta Sirik, just weren't accurate. And number two, you get involved with really what is this Vesta over here? We're saying 30-31, Chilul HaChozer. Is it Be'etzah? He's saying, we got a question, maybe it's the three Vestas, 15, 16, 17, 15 every third month, or is it really, you know, one big Vest? If you say it's different Vestas, you start clarifying maybe over here, you have a case of every second month I see 30, every second month I see 30, and every second month, and every third, 31 I see every second month also. So there are questions to deal with, but again, the place we did not see this site over here by a focus. Sif Yud, person sees 15, and then 16, says Mechabi, did not see 17. The luck is you're only the, and then you see 18, and not nichel together of a vessel over here. It's very simple. We're not chush over here.
What's the kind of?
We're not chush after one time. After 2 times. Only when you make a vessel over chushish. A Sif Yud Aleph is the case of doing dilug one time. I mean, really, Sif Yud Aleph is going back to the case of dilug and siruk. You come tell the story, you're not chush after one time. That means all the place can say, by the case of dilug, one time you went 15, 16, or even 2 times, 15, 16, 17, the next month, not chush for 18, for 17, 15, 16, 17. If they're 15, 16, now chush, next month is 17. Now again, the story spoke out, like I'm going to say, because something that's not normal, only chush once you get a kfias, otherwise, not chush for it. Now, in Siftas, again, which is Sif Yud Beis, which is the same malach in Siftas, except I saw over here to come and tell you that you're not chayshish after one time in the case of the siruk. Again, why are we calling it siruk for? The shach has 2 reasons, either because siruk versus other notion, or she has a case of a vesh enik over here. Now, there is a question over here, if when the Mechab says the words the divrei kol, what does divrei kol mean? So the simple understanding is what the shach over here says regarding Siftas. It's divrei kol means saikon derav, saikon deshmol, look at the right inside. It means divrei kol, the loch over here is by siruk, 3 is enough, but not in the case of 4. The baya is when you read the taz over here, ready in Siftas says, the loch is according to shmol, you need one more by the case of siruk. If so, what in the world the Mechab is saying the word divrei kol over here? So, come on the taz. So, first, the Shulchan Aruch that were before 40 years ago, make it simple. Shulchan Aruch before 40 years ago says you should look in the Sif Dalet. Wherever the Machlokes Sif Dalet, over here there is no Machlokes. The Baya, you look in Sif Dalet, there is no Machlokes Sif Dalet. So come on the new Shulchan Aruch and they switch it. They come on and they say it means Sif Zayin. They point out that Chaim says it means Sif Zayin, steers Taz. The Taz says in Sif Tes, the Kohen Shmuel need one more. And they're saying Divrei Kol means you don't need one more. Elamai, the Chavadah says he means Sif Beis. Well, exactly, Machlokes Sif Beis over here. And Chavadah exactly explains what it means. Ayin Shom. So, Bekitzer, there's a Mevuchel, what the Taz is saying, what he means, who is going back to Beis Al Zayin, Ayin Shom. The main question over here is on Sif Yud Beis. Mechav is very interesting. He's discussing the months Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz of El. He says basically again, Yisian Nisan did not see Iyar, Yisian Sivan. What's the loch you did not see in Tammuz? The Chiddush is, you're not Chayshish for a Chayshish Av. Why? You're not Chayshish until you get a Yisirik B'Kviyas. Otherwise, after one time, you're not Chayshish. Directing Dola Chayinim, this Chachuba being down, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, all those first couple of months are Echad Molei V'Echad Chosar. It comes out when a person sees from Nisan to Sivan, that is 60 day Aflogo. You do not see Tammuz, so not be Chayshish or Chayshish Av, it's at Sirik very good. Let's be Chayshish or Chayshish Av, it's at Aflogo. 60 days later. The Mechaba says, Einu Chayshish or Chayshish Av. It says, Einu Chayshish or Chayshish Av. Not be Chayshish. And you will come along and tell me you are Chayshish, it says you're not Chayshish for it over here. So there are 2 ways to understand it. There's those who want to tell you, Echanami, you're not Chayshish. And there are interesting reasons why it's saying you're not Chayshish over here. The Patrick Yemenim says, let's think about it. Let's say you saw in Chodesh Av. What would happen? You get a Ves Kvias for Siruk. Siruk is something that's not normal. We're not Chodesh for. So why be Chodesh for Chodesh Av? At Saflogo, if you get it, we'll say what happened. You have a Ves Kvias for a Siruk of Chodesh. So it's like a catch 22. Be Chodesh for something that we're not Chodesh for. So we're not going to be chayish for it. Because let's say you see him on Chodesh Av. What happens? You have Vesk for Siruk. Siruk, we're not choshed for. Yeah. So we're not choshed for that. So by default, to be choshed for something that when you get, we're telling you not to be choshed for, so now let's not be choshed for it.
So we're out of choshed.
We're not. We're not choshed.
Why are we not choshed for
that's why we're going to go back.
We're not. If let's say you get it, see, we're not choshed after once or twice. Only the third time. As
Vesk Vias. This is the
third time. No. Again, you saw on Nisan and you saw on Sivan. Not be choshed for Av. No. Again, the question over here says Mechaber, do not be choshed for Av. First of all, be choshed for Av as Aflogo. So what happens if you see Av? You'll have Vesk Vias and Sivuk. And see, we're not choshed for.
Why are we not choshed for?
Because it's not normal.
Wait, you see that is
after you saw, after you have the kriyas, we're not to be chosh, we're not to be chosh for something that when you chosh for it, not be chosh for it.
What does that mean? I understand. Why can't you be
chosh
for
Al Tishrei? We're not
talking
about Tishrei. Don't worry, chosh ab. Should we? When you convey, be chosh economy for afterwards. But right now, should a person be chosh for chosh ab? Right now, come along, chosh ab, be chosh for it. Yeah, let's be chosen by flog of 60 days back to Mitzvah Tshuva. He said, what happened to get the 60th day? Let's say you saw a Chodeshav. You have Vesk for Siruk. Siruk, you're not chosen for.
You're
chosen
for.
So we're not chosen. Therefore, you can't tell me to chosen for something that when I get it, I'll have a quiz for it, that we're not chosen for it. He's saying, don't be choshed by a flogger, because if you get that flogger, we'll get
it.
No, because no, if you get that flogger, it'll be choshed only for Siruk.
Correct, that flogger is not, we're not choshed for Siruk.
No, and now, we're not choshed for Siruk, only to get a
kriyas. I'm not choshed for Siruk, and if I get that flogger, if I get it, I'm only going to have a Siruk,
not a flogger. So therefore, they're not going to be choshed by default. Catch 22. Well, that's what I'm saying. The way the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chachamim, I don't want to say over. They want to know that you have a choice between chosh for aflogah or chodesh. Chodesh is more common than aflogah, only chosh in the case of chodesh. A aflogah that's the case of 60 is not a common to go see. You want to say chodesh is more common and therefore chodesh beats aflogah. That's one way of saying, well, that's one of the chodesh. Numbers are chodesh to say if I carried. Echanami, we're chodesh. That's how the Pesach Tshubin and Chavadas accept this a mistake going on over here. The only Nafkamina says the Chavadas, in the case where you get to Kislev and Tevet and Shvat, there can be two mollies in a row. When you have a Cheshire Kislev and Tevet, you have two mollies in a row. And that will be an Nafkamina that we're not Cheshire Asir, we're Cheshire only in the case of Al-Flogah. That's one way of saying it over. Or a massive Nafkamina to say it over, the way that Bada Shulcha come along from the Al-Flogah and Tveres Lamaisho. Let's say you see an Alf Nisan Alf Sivan. And then you see again an Alf Ear. You have Vesa Sirur. If you see in between, you see in between. Let me see Alf Nisan, you say Hey Ear and Alf Sivan. Do you have a Sirug over here? Come on the first Lamaisha. Alf Nisan, Alf Sivan, that's the standard Sirug. You saw in between, you saw Hey Ear. The person sees Alf Nisan, Hey Ear, right? This is Alf Sivan. Says about the Shulchan, let me tell a Flogo, there's no Flogo. It says Sirug of the Chodesh, you have a Sirug of the Chodesh.
Special for the Shaf.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. That means a massive chiddush over here. That means if you see in between, a siruk can still apply. Because what's he saying? Chiddush over here, what's chiddush you can see in between? See alf and chof? Chiddush alf and chof. Right? It can be chiddush. A flog cannot be chiddush when you see in between. Therefore, if a person has a siruk of aleph of Nisan and an aleph of Sivan, you saw hey ear, you still have the same siruk over here. You'll see every alternating month. That means that's why you give it a rubber calendar with 10 years worth. If you hold this mahal thing in between, you can make up any sirugim. I'm sure you can invest something besides sirugim shavuos. Because you can see every 8th month, or every 2nd, or every 20th month, whatever you want, over time.
That has to be different.
It has to be 3 times.
Right.
That's it. 3 times.
It has to be normal. It has to be normal. It can't just be like...
Once you have invested more, once in Nisan, again, they're saying over here, once in Nisan and once in Sivan is not a normal thing.
We know that Sivan is half normal, but to see it once every 15 months, that's ridiculous.
That's a Sivan every 15 months. I saw a 15 month and a month and 15 months later.
We're not pushing for power that way.
Adkan, Sivan Beis, 3 points over here. First, Sifir Gimel is the heart and soul of the Sifir Vest over here. Beshem next Chabur is on Monday. The Chabur afterwards is on Sunday. That means we're missing Chabur over here. The Chabur afterwards will be on Yudal Kazayin. On the Ma'amot sheet it says that already was planned already. Not a lot of guys are complaining yesterday. Guys, stop complaining in general. Second,
for good reason.
Second, Tomorrow there'll be a seam over here, Bez Hashem, at 6:40 of the Mishnayis for all 80 guys part of the curl over here. The person who sponsors it is having yard site. I'm the first people who's around 6:40. Please the mice to come over here. And third is, as Esther announced, that Esther Akum is this much Shabbos in the Tamir. I think 9:15. Everyone's invited to please go. And Slacha Rabbah.